One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary's Tack Theratrix.
I am Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morrison.
This is Mumbai Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the CS hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. Thanks for checking us out. If you're watching on Iconic or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, we certainly do appreciate you spending the time to get into the information we're providing. And of course, the show can't happen without our sponsors. Delete Me is a fantastic resource. The tech giants are making tons of money from your information. It's like digital gold to them. So why not employ Delete Me to get rid of all of the information about you that's floating out there, your personal information, name, address, age, phone number, all that stuff can be removed. Check out Delete Me. The link is in the description box below. And also, we're in unprecedented times, very strange, uncertainty everywhere. If you're in a situation where you need money, cash advance is an option for you. It's not the greatest option, but it is an option. So just as long as you're planning out what you're going to be doing for the next couple of months, if you find yourself in a financial jam, please consider checking out cash advance. The link is in the description. And of course, any patronage to our sponsors helps to keep our show going as well. And I'll tell you what, there's never been more of a time to get to the bottom of what's really going on. And I thought that the person to bring in to do this is somebody that I've been following for many years. His research is always at the cutting edge. And I'll tell you what, when you're right over the target, you're going to take a lot of flack. And my man Shepard Imbellis here from IntelliHub has been doing that. So this is going to be a swapcast between Macroaggressions and IntelliHub podcasts. So everybody, let's support each other's work and check it out. Shepard, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to be on.
It is crazy times, and you and I have a good mutual friend in Jason Goodman. Jason is not afraid to ask tough questions and get into the middle of some controversial topics. And I'll be honest, man, the stuff that that you and John Cullen and Jason have been talking about has been terrifying, but fascinating at the same time. And I think it might be tempting for people to assume that maybe you've gone nutso here, but you know, the thing is, you guys just keep pulling in this information that is confirming the things that you've said weeks in advance. And so it's kind of hard to be dismissive of this. So tell us what is going on. We know what's going on the ground, or well, at least we think we know what's going on the ground, but what is going on in the sky? It always seems like such misdirection when they've got us in our homes, under a roof, or they've got us looking somewhere. There's always something going. It's like a magician, you know, look at the hand, not in this hand. And so while we're all crammed in our homes, one of the things that we are most definitely not doing is looking up into the sky. So what's going on?
Yeah, maybe that's part of their plan altogether, but it looks like the whole COVID-19 thing, basically the name within itself appears to be militarized, in my opinion. And in my opinion, it seems like an umbrella operation. So basically, after all of my research into COVID and it coming out of China, or supposedly coming out of China, and seeing hundreds of videos of people dropping dead in China, after all of that time and all of that research, different things started to develop in different countries, which allowed me to look into this further and see a whole entire overarching picture of what's really taking place and going on. But I mean, it's very complicated, very multifaceted, very multi-pronged, and it's about the wildest agenda I've ever seen. You could pretty much couple every conspiracy in, and that's how they're running it right now. It appears that the globalists are literally all in on this operation. So it's basically, there's an invisible enemy. I'm probably the most authored journalist in the world on COVID and things related to COVID, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 250 reports. Right now, I haven't totally counted them up, but something like that. And 225, 250 reports. And basically, my investigation went from, you know, analyzing COVID and what was going on in China and how that mentality and basically draconian rule of law was going to progress into other countries and into the U.S. And I could see how it was all going to progress based on the spread of an actual bioweapon or super bad weapon, which I was seeing in China, some kind of weapon or super bad weapon to the point of where people would be walking around. They would look perfectly fine. They would drop dead in public and start twitching. And in some cases, blood would come out their mouths. Now, I've seen hundreds of videos like this. And so it gets into a real complicated analysis, but if you're watching hundreds of videos of this, what's the chance that there's a guy standing in front of every death with a video camera right there? So, you know, taking that into consideration, you got to realize that there's a lot of people dropping dead on a large scale in China. And so when I started losing contacts with my contacts in China, as lockdowns would occur, and then I started seeing that there were no lights on in Wuhan, all these cell phone records were disappearing and all this stuff, I started like saying, look, like this is all of this police state style lockdowns are going to cross over into the U.S. They're going to lock us down here. They're going to do all this. But at that point, I was thinking, you know, this is several months ago. I was thinking, look, this is a bad bioweapon. It's really going to run its course in the U.S. They're kind of going to have to take protocols like this, but they're going to do the whole New World Order, you know, death kill in the meantime and activate everything they can because they can't let a good crisis go to waste, basically. My analysis has changed since, because once I found out all these hospitals are empty and once I found out they virtually have all these triage centers and these field hospitals set up everywhere, and they were sending out 30,000 trauma surgeons that deal with impact wounds. They don't deal with viruses. They were readying 1 million troops. They were readying special joint task force. They were bunkering people down in NORAD. The General O'Shaughnessy is bunkered down with a team there. He's the Northern Aerospace Commander. There's separate people that are kind of control, like co-presidents right now. And FEMA's basically running the show, ultimately, because all 50 governors came together in a certain manner that was orchestrated, which actually allowed the activation of FEMA's national security directives, basically, that were put into place a long time ago because they knew what was coming, essentially, or when a really bad event was going to happen, they would really activate this thing. But it appears they had met on some kind of world level or world scale and kind of orchestrated some of this stuff, because there was multifaceted things going on in a bunch of different levels, including things going on in space, with space, around space, and surrounding our planet, our planet's weather, the space weather, our magnetosphere, our sun, the interplanetary magnetic field lines, and coronal mass ejections from the sun, just all of this type of stuff and how it's going to affect the planet. So it gets into like this whole historical thing, but essentially at one point investigating COVID, I found out that the Johns Hopkins Institute or University, Johns Hopkins University, they control the COVID death map, and they kind of control where lockdowns are going and stuff, if you think about it, essentially, because they're saying, look, there's COVID in this area, there's COVID in that area. And they show this on a map and they do all these cases. But then we found out the tests were showing either giving people COVID or they were just giving false positives. So now seeing empty hospitals all throughout the U.S., you can see this on IntelHub.com, but people went to hospitals all throughout the U.S. and other countries too, but basically they're virtually empty. And they wanted all these ventilators. The president said, we'll need them for the future, maybe, but we'll put them in a stockpile. We don't need them right now. Here, we'll hand out dust masks. They're seizing oxygen cylinders. All this stuff was building up to this Johns Hopkins University that controls this COVID death map. Also is involved with NASA's Project DART, which controls the trajectory of near-Earth asteroids. And also NASA's, by the way, is involved in the mitigation of the Yellowstone supervolcano, which we have contracts with various nations to house displaced citizens in case the Yellowstone supervolcano were to erupt. And that was like for a 10-year span starting in 2014 to 2024. So we're still within that span and we're toward the latter part of it, signifying like they might be expecting something. But essentially, once I found out that same university, the Johns Hopkins University, controls the COVID death map, and they're involved with controlling the trajectory of near-Earth asteroids, and then found out there's presidential-level asteroid deflection plans, and found out that they're starting to really worry about these things, and they're meeting with international working groups, and they've met with international working groups, and they started doing this in June of 2018. They started meeting with all these countries and saying, look, something's coming. It's going to push all these asteroids into us. Now, whether that's like a Planet X, which is openly admitted that's moving into our system, or a Planet 9 or Planet Sedna, or whether that's a giant comet that's openly admitted, the Atlas that was five times the size of Jupiter, with a tail larger than the whole entire size of the sun. Now that's been broken up into five pieces, and the main body of Atlas might even impact the sun on the 28th of this month. But aside from all that, is something perturbing things around us, because typically Jupiter basically shepherds the asteroid belt around Earth, and it pushes all the asteroids away from the planet Earth and kind of keeps them in this controllable area where they're not flying around too crazily. And every once in a while there's a couple stragglers, but it turns out, if there's a big planet coming in or a comet, that can perturb things and push things into us. So they know something, and they started gearing up for this. And then through COVID, they basically you know, got everyone in lockdown. They're controlling our whole movement, everything, which is part of this Rockefeller lockstep plan. They were going to do that anyways. But, you know, they probably felt like they need to do it now if the world economy is blowing out, because they got to like go into bunkers because there's going to be an asteroid shower or meteors coming in, or this Planet X is moving in, just say hypothetically, which is like, if it is, and once it becomes visible, it's like a 13-month in, 13-month out cycle, and it's retrograde to our system. It's hard to explain, but we could do a whole show on it sometime. But basically, that goes back into history. And it's, if you can imagine the Great Flood, the time of the Great Flood, stuff like this, Atlantis, you know, there were different times in history when there was great catastrophes. They think that this planet came around possibly then, and it might come with the brown dwarf star, which is a failed sun, which is the nemesis to our sun, which every solar system basically has a binary component to a sun. So ours should be no different. And they've basically lied to us and hid a lot of this information from the general public basically the whole entire time. But they knew this thing was coming because the IRIS telescope in 1982-1983, they sent it up, and basically the NASA sent it up, and they discovered what they already knew, because they knew from astronomers from the 1800s and from ancient texts and from others predating this period that something was out there. Well, they knew, they could now see with this telescope that there was a perturber past Neptune, a trans-Neptune object that basically was disrupting planets like Pluto and stuff like that, and kind of pulling and tugging. So they started monitoring for this, and they knew that it existed, and they admitted this in 1987. I don't have it sitting in front of me, but basically like the New York Times did a piece, and maybe like Popular Science or something, and they came in and said, look, there's a Planet X out there, and scientists know it. And then they kind of covered it up. And then they basically got into building these concentration camps during the Reagan era, which is the Rex 84 readiness exercise 1984, which was for American citizens. And they basically got caught building these for American citizens. So they had to come out and say they're for American citizens now. Essentially, they knew that this thing was coming eventually, so they knew that there'd be mass panic and all this stuff. So if you can see how they keep extending these lockdowns, my theory is they were expecting these. We know that these near-Earth objects are real now, and we know everything I've said, aside from, I'm not claiming this planet's coming, but I'm just saying large things can push asteroids around. And so everything that I talked about regarding China and everything, so basically my whole investigation stands all the way through. You can see that on IntelHub.com in a chronological format on the main page, and it goes back, you know, 200 and something reports. But looking at it now, we see how they've used the invisible enemy. They've given these press conferences, they've handed over power to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and they've messed around with the chain of command and the Department of the Interior, and who gets command if this guy, you know, gets hit, who gets command. And they sent out that joint task force, and there's actually several of them. And so they really bunkered down for an event, and that's been proven. And this happened around the 27th, 28th, and 29th of April. And basically right to the day that I said, the actual day that I said was the worst day, because that's when the biggest object passed, and it was a near graze, and it was the closest graze ever documented in a long time. But basically this whole event hasn't even happened in the modern era, essentially, as John Colin reported on Crowdsource the Truth show, on the show I was on with Jason Goodman, two great investigative journalists. And so you saw the animation on there, and basically, so everything's been corroborated, and all of this drew me there because there was a lot more to it than that, and it's hard to explain. But, you know, when you start seeing hundreds of data points that match up, it only takes you in a certain direction. So now I'm focused on this, and it there's, you know, every day there's things going on. Like this week, they're actually on high alert because NASA's Planetary Defense Coordination Office is on high alert this week because Earth is passing through a portion of space where there's basically a highly pronounced debris field. And this is what this guy Mike from around the world was saying on Pastor Paul Begley's podcast. And he has some of this information. I believe it. He says May 11th through 15th, you know, they're watching out, they're on high alert, but there really is this whole planetary defense outfit, and it's basically the Planetary Defense Coordination Office, or the PDCO, and they take care of handling potentially hazardous objects, or PHOs, and if those if those objects pose a risk to Earth that's 1% or greater, then they have to notify certain agencies. Basically, they notify the National Security Council, the White House Office of Science and Technology and Policy, the National Military Command Center, the U.S. Strategic Command and Joint Force Component Command, Space Vandenberg Air Force Base, the U.S. Department of State, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and U.S. Northern Command. And those agencies are supposed to actually alert the general public, but I'm thinking that they probably won't. But they might, you know, they gave people shelter in place orders, and all these COVID shelter in place orders are basically going on because real shelter in place orders are actually technically in effect. And people don't realize that, like, they could probably come to your house right now and cite you for not having your windows taped. Like, if you look at the shelter in place orders for your specific state, you got to like pretty much set up like you're going to get hit with a nuclear blast and set up for radiation and cover all vents. And they basically want you to seal yourself into your house so you can't breathe, and then, you know, rely on whatever food you have left. And they, but in my opinion, it's like getting people some of these supplies ready, getting some. So if you were genuinely like a good government, you were kind of prepping your population for this, you would want to your population to live and reseed if something happened. Or, you know, everyone always thinks continent killer or planet killer asteroid, but there's also debris fields and scarring could take place, or just small spot asteroids could hit here and there. So there's a lot to think about when it comes to this in terms of, like, you know, what could really go down in a scenario. It's not necessarily going to wipe out everything, but certain places can be affected, and they might not know or be able to predict right away where everything's are going to hit. Things are going to hit. They're discovering these objects at more than 2,000 a year, probably something like at the rate of 4,000 a year now. And things really started opening up when I started reporting on this. They started, the floodgates were open on these asteroids because, and in my opinion, a lot of these asteroids might be what you call dark asteroids, which are potentially chunks of a brown dwarf star. And so they might not even be able to notice these until the last second, because essentially they're too small and you can only detect them with infrared space-based telescopes, if that is the case. So something weird's going on to where they're just detecting them at the last minute. I don't know if that's because of the velocity they're flying at, or are they just admitting this, you know, and telling us about it at the last second, basically as they're passing. So, you know, what's the real deal? But a lot of these have been entering the atmosphere in smaller portions. I was watching this movie the other day, this Hollywood movie called Asteroid. It's like an older one. They were talking about how this comet was moving in, and it was like a big comet, and it was called Fletcher or something like that. And it was pushing asteroids, big ones and maybe small ones, from the asteroid belt into the planet possibly, and how they were going to mitigate it. And, you know, it sounded just like this. And so they actually have mitigation plans. It's a real thing. You know, there's an actual White House deflection plan, and they go in and they can mitigate asteroids in certain ways. You know, they can obliterate them with a nuclear device, but that's what you do on like short notice, and you may not want to choose that option because then you'll get pelted possibly, and they got to weigh that out with either that or brace for impact. So if the asteroids are seen like years and years out, they can deflect them possibly with kinetic impactors and other methods, nuclear deflection in space. But as they get closer, and if they're just noticing them right away, our space-based and Earth-based weapons platforms can only operate in several manners, and there's basically only two methods that they can use that aren't classified. Well, maybe they are classified, but I'm sure they have several other methods that they're probably even trying or using right now. Basically, if you take a look at Comet Atlas, the main fragment, and also some of these other comets, in my opinion, it looks like we could go through a debris field later on in the month from these objects as well. So there's a lot that could potentially be going on, which might be why the lockdown started in certain countries at certain times and at certain places, because they were ready for certain objects to burn in or potentially enter the atmosphere. And that's why you see Washington, D.C. really bunkered down with that joint task force. And they still might be. Maybe there's more headed toward. We saw that one animation, but think that was off of data that they collected within the last day or right. Okay, right. So NASA might already have models. They might be modeling that. And what you saw might be getting ready to happen every single hour. You know, you see what I'm saying? So we don't even know.
Well, when you go back to the thing that really interests me was going back to 1982, 83, when you're starting to get this new telescope up there and you're able to see things that you were never able to see before. And then immediately after that, 1984, you get Rex 84, Readiness Exercise 84, like you said, which is basically planning for continuity of government. That came up. They were challenged on it. They tried to deny it. Then they later had to admit, well, it's a form of that. And they sort of backpedaled. But that was an Oliver North situation. Am I right? Was he not in charge of that?
Right. And during the Reagan era. And then also Reagan was talking about a threat from space and how we would all come together. Essentially, that's the invisible enemy that we're dealing with now. All of that had to be activated through COVID under when the president activated what's called the Stafford Act. I don't know if you remember when he did that. That actually gave that empowered all of the mechanisms to allow FEMA to take control of everything and to allow the planetary defense to go into operation and and that whole mechanism as well through the Stafford Act. And then basically Trump was saying how he would like 50 governors to declare on their own, you know, who's going to end this. But really, that was mandatory and that had to be done. And I don't know if he tricked them to do that or and then they kind of like patted them on the back and said, hey, look, you know, you need to get this going to get some funds or if they just kind of came out and openly told them that. But basically, for the real deal FEMA thing to work to where FEMA is in charge of everything and the whole secret government is operational and the whole nine yard surveillance, basically like Skynet becomes fully operational and on the highest level of alert all the way up through Space Command and outer space operations and all sorts of stuff like that, Space Force and everything, they would have to have the 50 governors sign ahead of time and declaring their state an emergency, state of emergency, to where the president would then properly declare a national state of emergency, a national disaster state, to where that would then technically operate, activate everything and all the proper con plans, 3,000 and 3,500 and all this stuff, to allow the whole continuity of government and apparatus to essentially make the president powerless is what he did. So if the deep state wanted to trick him, they also could have done that. And that could be part of their play within this. And if he was duped into that, then he was duped into that. But there might also be real reasons for this. And maybe he said, well, show me the real proof, you know, and he waited out or something, but he could have easily got duped into just handing over all this power and authority. Now you've got multiple generals that can act on their own accord. They could just fire off nuclear weapons right now if they want to. Pompeo's essentially a co-president right now. So there's lots more to this, and I think there's lots more to come. So the fact that we're in a high alert right now with this Planetary Defense Coordination Office is, you know, pretty interesting. And this just keeps progressing. It's like a saga that just keeps continuing.
Well, it's crazy. If you think, if you kind of talk this sort of stuff out, these scenarios out, and you say, okay, if something inbound is coming our direction, what are our options? Now, if you're the government, one of the things you probably figure out right away, or if you've role played this, is you can't just go tell everybody in the world that this is coming. If you want to talk about math, you think the chaos is bad after an impact, which it would be, it'd amplify it even more if you told people in advance. So I could understand their logic on this, saying we can't tell anyone about it. Therefore, how do we get people to prepare for something that we can't tell them about? And my guess is, well, maybe we create a cover story, something that's a little bit more plausible, something that maybe we can control to a certain extent, but we use that as the cover story to
imagine they're in their underground base, they're in their meeting, and they're like, we need an invisible enemy.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, yes, here it is, the invisible enemy.
Cross them off the list. Germs. Diseases, those will work. We've already.
And then, when they said we got that invisible enemy and we can do a virus, then the guy that wrote the Rockefeller lockstep plan with the Rockefellers that was probably sitting in that meeting said, "Oh, well, why don't we just? We can't let a good crisis go to waste, so let's just go ahead and activate this whole lockstep program, and we'll bring in this whole police state. Plus, we'll do." We'll let Bill Gates in on vaccinating everyone. We'll put micro dot tracers in the vaccines. We'll do, we'll tell everyone money's infected. We'll have to do cryptocurrency. We'll basically have a cashless society now. Who cares if it collapses the economy and all the banks, because we'll have a new cashless system. We'll just start over from scratch. So let's loot everything now. We'll buy up the meat out from under people, and we'll tell them there's food shortages, and we'll basically put them in food lines, and they'll just walk themselves right in the concentration camps by the time this thing's getting pretty bad out there.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that freaked me out, like, you know, we get these disaster du jour, right? Every year there's a new thing that's going to kill us all. SARS, West Nile virus, whatever. There was one event that was coming that actually freaked me out. And the reason why it freaked me out was because I started to see all this evidence that they were actually preparing for it. And that was Jade Helm in 2015. And it seems like there's a lot of, this got a lot of Jade Helm fingerprints all over it.
Yeah. So they actually moved around a bunch of equipment far more than they moved in Jade Helm. And they're actually strategically positioned right now with rubber track tanks, and pretty much every piece of equipment in our arsenal is positioned all around the United States right now. I monitored it. I followed it. It's there. It's ready to roll out. They're fully ready. They have a million reservist troops on backup. They have a lot of National Guard, and it's weird, and it's ready to roll out. So Jade Helm, coincidentally, when I was reporting on Jade Helm, I was starting to connect that with like this Planet X connection in a weird way. And I don't know if I wrote about it or if I just talked about it or if I just thought about it. But basically, I was like looking into how it looks like they were prepping for like some kind of like heavy martial law thing. And in the back of my mind, having a lot of knowledge about Planet X from like a younger age and stuff, how those Rex 84 and all this stuff, I kind of was like slowly putting these pieces together in the back of my mind and thinking like maybe it's some kind of preparation for like some kind of event that's coming in the future, or like a Yellowstone super volcano blowing up. But then when all this started happening now, like years later, it all fits more into place, and it looks like that's what they were doing. They were probably testing like how fast can we move this equipment around the U.S.? How fast can we put rubber tracks on tanks? You know, where do we bring the equipment from? You know, what do we need to order? How do we get these troops moved around and not get them seen too much? You know, where are they going to deploy from when they need to? How long will it take them to deploy? And also seeing who will go along with this and who won't. And one thing I always said is, you know, they can easily get, I mean, they can use foreign military or whatever, but they can easily get our military to do anything, no matter what anyone says, because basically in the name of the invisible enemy, COVID, which is so super scary to most people that don't know everything I know about COVID right now, like basically I'd go around licking door handles right now because I know there's empty hospitals, and I know that they've got us locked down for different reasons and what's behind it. And I just know that coronavirus always existed and that they're hyping flu rates. Now, that's weird because, like, in terms of China, like, I'm starting to think they just straight up dumped cyanide in the water or sprayed all that death spray in the air that they were spraying, might just have straight up been death spray or something. But something different took place there that didn't really cross borders, because there was journalists in Italy telling me this too, where they didn't believe it. You know, kind of the same thing where we saw Jason Goodman going around, and you're seeing these hospitals and funeral homes are empty and they're laying nurses off. And, you know, so it's hard to explain that to people, but there was a separate event in China. And I don't know even if that was maybe when they all came together and said, look, we're going to get Planet X is moving in, or these asteroids are going to pelt us for the next 2 years and we got to be in lockdowns for 2 years. China, since you're the most communist country, why don't you just do the death kill on your people? And then we can use some of that footage to kind of scare some people. Or, you know, was that how China decided to mitigate some of their population during, when a crisis is coming, and they admit it? Or is our countries just knowing what's coming, and there might be something coming even far worse or kind of along the lines of what I'm talking about still, and we might not be out of the woods yet. And if you were a government and you were completely evil and you knew what's coming, and you're like a world apparatus, like the New World Order, you know, might you not capitalize on the whole nine yards and just go ahead and do everything, implement Agenda 21, do the death kill, you know, just, I mean, anything and everything you could possibly do. And it almost like feels like that to me. And it still feels like there's an imminent event to me. Like they say they're rolling up these temporary field hospitals, but then I check into it and they're really not. They're like, we're still going to staff them and there's going to be beds sitting there, but we're calling it paused. Like we're pausing them, you know? So there's some really weird red flags that I'm still seeing as if they're still kind of staged up for a disaster or something, which makes me wonder. So, that's where I'm at kind of on the investigation.
Yeah, you and Jason and John were talking about those field hospitals, and that was alarming to me. I saw Jason walk around, you know, he walked by the Javits Center a couple times, and then I know that CenturyLink Field in Seattle was being used. They had set up beds, they'd set up hospitals and everything there, and then nobody was there. Nobody ever came to these places. They didn't see any patients. It seemed like an overreaction, and it didn't get a whole lot of play. And like you guys were talking about, the call was sent out for trauma surgeons, thousands and thousands of trauma surgeons.
Yeah. So like a person could think, well, you know, some guy in the government owns all these places that sell the ventilators and they're going to set up all these beds. So they're selling those. So Nancy Pelosi's husband owns this and he's going to get millions for that. But it just doesn't feel like that to me. And maybe some of them got into the mask business or something like at the last minute, but it just doesn't feel like that to me. Like you're saying, you know, it just seems like different. Like, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I feel like that if you were putting an ad out for doctors that were needed to treat a certain pandemic that you had, the doctors you would be looking for would be much different in specialty than the ones that they asked for. They're asking for trauma surgeons, and that, as you guys rightly indicated, that involves impact issues. So I don't know if this would be the exact medical segment.
Yeah, think about this. The Army has biochemical weapons specialists and radiation specialists and virus specialists. I mean, why wouldn't all of these people be the type of people they're looking for? So something's, you can just see that something's wrong with this. So like indicators for me are like, you know, is the president going to disappear? Right now they're talking about Mike Pence is basically on quarantine, right? So if we don't see him, or we see him just appear on video, is he in an underground base? You know, are we going to see signs like this? Do they have a mocked up press room that looks like the White House and there's only a couple people in there now and it's really in an underground base? And those are CIA news guys that were like always embedded in the news agencies anyways, probably. You know, we got to like watch for these kind of signs. You know, when are they really going to roll up these field hospitals? If they do, is it only in certain areas, but yet they're leaving them in certain states? You know, all of these indicators we need to see, because if not, then we're going to get to the point to where there's no more space threat and they're just going to do full-on tyranny and a dystopian police state, basically, where everything's monitored, you're tracked, you're traced, and they're doing that anyways along with this. But it feels different. It feels imminent. They're out scanning people's temperatures with drones and stuff. I even feel like there's other purposes than that, because like my analysis is that this pandemic really doesn't exist in the U.S. It really didn't cross any borders. And we're only dealing with a normal coronavirus and a normal bad flu season. And then they've logged all the deaths and numbers to make it look like that. So what are they really scanning for with these drones? And if they're really truly scanning with like heat seeking things and they know it's a fake pandemic, well, then I have to question, like, that's getting pretty weird.
What is the role, and how alarmed do you think we should be that O'Shaughnessy is in charge now? What is it about that gives me the creeps?
It's weird, you know, and if he's not really, you know, if he's not really honorable to Trump and he's more honorable to the deep state, that's scary. But also, you know, FEMA's in power. So yeah, like that whoever, whatever group that is at FEMA, is essentially, if they're deep state, you know, then they've got a lot of power. You know, so it kind of depends on how much of a footing these guys have into the deep state or not, I guess you could say. And you know, I don't really know that for sure, on some of those guys, but it's interesting, that's for sure.
So
and also, this could, if you think about it, it could all just straight up be fabricated, and all the asteroid data could be fabricated, and even that I just now thought of this, even that, you know, all the asteroids converging could be fabricated, and they could have just used this as a way to get into COG and gain control from Trump, and they could have just totally blindsided him, and it could just all be total BS. But it doesn't feel like that to me, but, you know, just think that's how far they would go, and they could go, and they have kind of like, if the deep state has enough control, they could easily do that, and they could have done that. So we got to just hope that good people are kind of in those positions or whatever.
Yeah. And the video that you're talking about, or the model that you're showing, was something I think people can, if they want to really get a handle on this, go check out the video that you did with John Cohen and Jason Goodman on Crowdsource the Truth, where John shows this model where it just shows a disproportionate number of asteroids all converging at the Earth at one particular time, randomly. I mean, it just is the way all these things.
And he went back and forward in time 500 years in the model, and it never happened. So it's never happened. I mean, you can tell that things like that haven't happened, and it was pretty impressive to see that. Yeah. So, you know, I believe they were genuinely braced for something, and still are. They, you know, why would all militaries worldwide kind of roll out all their equipment and do the same thing? And a lot of people were like, war, but they're not all going to watch each other roll out their equipment for months now. So it looks like they're braced, and they're still braced for something. So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Anything that we should read into the fact that sometimes Trump does these press conferences and the seal of the president is on the podium and sometimes it's not? Is that just us conspiracy theorists getting ourselves all riled up, or is there something to
the seal thing? Might not mean anything, but when they're standing in front of a yellow fringed flag, that means that we're under military rule, or at least that room is right there, or that particular speech is governed by military rule, which could mean that they're in some kind of bunker and not the White House, or for some reason that just could mean that that particular day they're under military rule, because sometimes that switches and I don't know why, but definitely we're probably under military rule probably all the time now, and that fringe flag's probably there more often than not.
Yeah, so speaking of military rule, I'm curious about this. I wonder what your thoughts on. I haven't been able to figure out how I really feel about this, but I wonder what the reason is why they're saying that anyone that tests positive for COVID-19 at any point is no longer eligible to join the military. That freaked me out because, you know, they'll take a lot of people. They're willing to overlook quite a bit.
I don't know if it's just like a scare campaign that you can get COVID through the soles of your shoes. You can get it by touching your face. Blisters look like are the new COVID. You know, a skin rash is the new COVID. You can get it 27 feet away. It can travel on chemtrail particles. And I don't know if that's all a fear campaign, or, you know, if that's what they're claiming is really going on with it to certain, I don't know, you know, it's interesting. We'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah. I wonder also, I mean, people talked about how, oh, if we had only shut down our air travel, you know, this virus wouldn't have come from China or here. I keep hearing from a lot of people that said, I was really sick in December. So that's pre all of this. Isn't it also feasible that they could have very easily loaded up all of these planes that are spraying us through the aerosol injection program that John Brennan himself confirmed existed while at a meeting in the Council on Foreign Relations, where he admitted this? Couldn't they just load that up and spray the shit out of everybody?
Well, they put live attenuated coronavirus in the flu vaccine, so they could probably activate it through chemtrails in whatever region they wanted to. And I just don't, if they did do that, they didn't, it's not really deadly. It's pretty much, it's not what I originally thought watching what we saw in China, where I was thinking this thing was like 80 to 100% kill rate, and it very well might have been in certain parts of China. Like, we can't even get that information theoretically. Like, no one's getting that information. You know, you can read reports from mainstream and who, but it just doesn't seem consistent with what I've seen. Entire city of Wuhan with no lights on, with like two lights on in it, and it just looked dead. And I have a bunch of other information that kind of goes, you know, and it all kind of dovetails. And just like how I put two and two together with the asteroids and was right, you know, there's probably a lot more people dead in Wuhan and around China than they let us know about, but they probably did some kind of hard death kill. Like, why they did that, I don't know. But that death kill didn't translate to crossing any other borders, basically, is what I'm seeing. But lockdowns did, and the fear of lockdowns and this and that.
So I wonder now, so this show will be on Iconic on David Icke's platform. And of course, he's taken a lot of heat. He's gotten a lot of credit for speaking up about this. He's taken a lot of heat for bringing the concept of 5G into this. But we have to be intellectually honest, and we have to explore all of these possibilities. And I don't know. I don't think David.
I think if 5G, obviously it could do things. You know, there's barium and aluminum in our blood. I mean, like, frequencies can even control that metal that's in our blood. But in my opinion, if 5G came into this, of course they could probably kill you through 5G. Maybe they're doing that. It's hard to prove. I had an idea on this, that basically they would just use the 5G to make everyone docile, because look, we're all locked down on the planet right now. Americans are essentially, there's no food on the shelves in certain stores. You know, certain stores were cleared out early on. They've got us, no one's working. They didn't even give half the people their stimulus checks. That's just a loan. You know, no one could pay rent. I mean, you know, there's all these things going on, and people can't sustain themselves, but yet no one's like, where's the militia? Like, why aren't people marching in the streets with guns right now, just saying, you're taking away all of my freedoms? Like, screw that. You know, you're not really seeing anything, and you're not, and people are pretty much just going along with it. And they're pretty much, I think they're just going to walk themselves right into the camps that are built for them, because they're pretty much just ready to go, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's what they say. The mouse gets itself stuck in the mouse trap because it can't understand. It can't figure out why there's cheese there. And I get the feeling that they're going to put the cheese in these mouse traps, being FEMA camps or whatever sort of whatever camps. They're not obviously going to, they're going to name them something, health and wellness camps or something stupid like that. But they'll tie either food and water supplies to going to that location, or they'll tie some form of your universal basic income that they seem to be talking about into, you know, you take the UBI, then you've also have to show proof that you've been vaccinated and all these things. And so now we get into this real dystopian. It seems to me like this is a gigantic Trojan horse called coronavirus or COVID-19. And then inside is every single agenda that these guys have ever gotten a hard on for to try and control this world. And they're just going to roll they're going to throw everything against the wall, see what sticks, all under the name of COVID-19 and keeping everybody safe. And I feel like it's kind of a litmus test to see how controllable, how gullible, how detached from reality, and how people are unwilling or unable to use their common sense and logic to figure this stuff out. Because,
well, you know, I was thinking about this now that you say that. I mean, like, there we know that these asteroids were there and they converged, and at minimum we know they were probably braced for at least that one event. But, you know, Apophis is coming around in 2029. I mean, also, it's like openly admitted, this stuff I was talking about Planet X, I mean, it's openly admitted there's planets moving into and have already entered our solar system. Surely that's going to be pushing and pulling things around. And where are these planets now? Because that was like in like 2016 when I reported on that, and it's hard to find information on them now. And, you know, all of a sudden all these comets, I mean, like, we have to question, like, what is, you know, is this another, are they also using this like a jade helm to the next level? So now they're going to see who stood up and caused resistance, who did this, who did that. And all these people are being logged right now for the next one, you know, or is this kind of going to work through like a whole disaster scenario that's going to last a span of several years, which I originally have was talking about this lockdown lasting like at least a couple years, possibly 5 years or even a decade. And I still feel like that's possible. I mean, like, there's people talking about these lockdowns lifting, but are they really lifting them, or are they just going to spot lift them, or are they just going to say they're lifted but they're not? I mean, you're really still limited. There's a lot of things going on here, so like we need to monitor this and see how it all plays out. But it's pretty weird scenario that we live in right now, even.
Yeah, and one of the things that we haven't talked about is the media's role in distorting some of this. You're putting up all kinds of information about where places around the world in the last week or two have been hit with asteroids. Nigeria.
They actually made cover stories and said like a truck with explosives blew up. Right. So then they got caught lying about it, and they actually had to say a meteor hit. So, you know, it makes you wonder when they got to do cover stories. Like, why wouldn't they just come out right away and say a meteor hit if it's not so scary, if it's just one?
Shouldn't it be reversed? Something? Shouldn't you be saying it's an asteroid when it's actually a truck bomb going off?
Like, right.
For them lying about that shows that's a very different way of taking of approaching this. I would think that if it's an asteroid, it's an asteroid. I mean, we have the Chelyabinsk that went off a couple years ago. People that know history know about the Tunguska impact of 1908 that hit in Siberia. And these are, you know, these are things that happen. This isn't a fault or blame of anyone. Normally the media is trying to cover for the government.
That shows you that there must be some kind of protocol that we're in right now, because we're on alert. So basically, they're not really trying to talk about asteroids right now, more than likely. And that's also, they have these observatories shut down.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's really weird.
It's really weird. And so you talked about Comet Atlas, and Comet Atlas is gigantic, and it broke apart into like four or five pieces recently. Do we even know, or are we just speculating as to what might have caused that? That doesn't seem natural.
There's actually footage on IntelliHub on the main page somewhere you can go see. It might talk about a deflection plan, but there's actually footage captured from a private observatory where it looks like they actually mitigated that comet, and they might have even originally mitigated it, because why would a comet break up all of a sudden, just right now decide to break up after it loops us every 4,000 years and all this? And it breaks into five pieces, but then it looks like they were separately mitigating each piece, or at least one piece. And I found out there's an article on IntelliHub as well, and people can go check it out. But basically this main body of Atlas it's only going to come within 273 miles of the sun on the 28th of May, which means that it's basically going to impact the sun. So it'll be absorbed into the sun. And I don't know exactly how big that is, but it's a pretty big chunk. And that within itself can cause a coronal mass ejection, or even a dual coronal mass ejection, and be very disastrous to the planet and knock GPS out and knock all this stuff out. So we're seeing like rhetoric in the media. They're even talking about GPS lately. I've seen all this stuff that coincides with all this, but it's like cover stories. So it's really interesting times.
Do you know, this is maybe a little bit off topic, but it might be tied into this. Do you know what that X-37B was doing that was circling the Earth for 3 years? The one that was like the mini space shuttle that the CIA put up there, or I think it was the CIA. Do we know what they were? I mean, they never announced it publicly.
I mean, they probably just tell us whatever. I think they said it was something to do with drones. But, you know, that makes sense that they had missions going. They were rushing to get Space Force going for the last couple years. And all of this came up when this June 2018 asteroid deflection plan with the White House came up, and they started meeting with various countries around the world, because someone basically probably came to them and said, okay, it's about time, because what I was telling you about the IRAS telescope back in 1982, and they knew this planet was coming in and all this stuff. It probably got to a point to where it was imminent to tell the president. And they also started probably thinking about they're going to need a budget for major deflection campaigns, or like what's going to be their plan. And they started panicking at the last minute. That's what it seems like to me. And they expect a lot of objects to head inbound or whatever.
Man, this is terrifying. So, I mean, the work that you've been doing over the years has been remarkable. I know that a lot of times you come out and put yourself, you go right out on a limb, but you've been right. You've been right a whole lot more than you've been wrong on these things. Unfortunately, it seems like we've got a new crisis every couple of months. There's a new thing coming out. I don't know if the part of this is to just keep us, you know, from feeling like there's any sort of stability in this world or anything like that. But if you had to guess going forward, this is, we'll just kind of wrap it up with this. What would you be looking for to show you that people in positions of power actually believe that an asteroid is now definitely coming towards us? What would we see?
Well, I look at like how Kim Jong-un disappeared during certain dates. I look at how certain leaders might not be public, but you know, they can have things pre-recorded and pre-scripted, and they can also have body doubles. So we got to take into consideration things like that. But basically like these special joint task forces and any kind of movement like that. And if anyone has any connections to anything like that, because they're in the military and they can secretly contact me at IntelliHub. You know, but basically monitoring the movement of the president, you know, is he going to be flying around indefinitely in Air Force One and they're going to keep him mobile, or has he retreated somewhere and he went missing for several days because magically he's infected with COVID or someone around him's infected with COVID. So they went into isolation or, you know, where's Congress and them? You know, we got to monitor all of this and really what's going on, where some of these news reporters are. Are they still reporting from their basement? Why are these news reports? Is it someone like a Chris Cuomo who's basically like a CIA operative anyways? So, you know, we got to ask ourselves, you know, who's where right now.
Man, this is so scary, but it's information that we need to dig into. Hopefully all this stuff goes by. I mean, we're talking about statistical possibilities of being hit by an asteroid. We all know that there's the possibility for that.
Yeah, so. I've reported on things like this for years and nothing ever, you know, not like I said, asteroids were going to hit, but, you know, there's ones that come close and this just seems totally different. It just seems totally, unbelievable to me almost. I mean, like, how do you have a new saga every single day? There's like new things happening with this. And, you know, it's, I don't really have any explanation for it except for, you know, I think they were ready for something and obviously they're gearing up for something. I mean, unless someone made a whole lot of money to loot the government and sell ventilators, you know, they went to a whole lot of work to do a couple little things. I mean, it doesn't make that much sense right now to do all that. So I don't know.
It's crazy times. Well, if people want to check out, well, people should be checking out your work at IntelliHub.com. The podcast is out now. You've been doing great work with that. And I appreciate you coming on and scaring the shit out of us. But I guess we kind of need it.
Yeah, you'll have to come on the podcast and tell us all about what you do and everything like that.
Absolutely. Thanks. He's Shepard Imbelis. Check out his stuff. It's fantastic. Thanks, everybody.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Behind every BP fill-up, thousands of people across America go to work every day. People producing energy offshore. People turning it into products at our refineries. People doing R&D to make products that are better for your engine. People trading and shipping fuels to their destinations. And the people who help you at one of BP's growing family of retail stations. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investing in America.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.